And I said this to Mark last night as we were walking in the elevator. And I looked at him, I said, Mark, how many hotel rooms have we been in this year? How many different hotels have we been in? I mean, it's just been different than a normal season, and it's been far from normal.
I mean, the highs, you're having an affair with him.
No, not really.
Just hotel room after hotel room.
Well, my wife claims that Mark is my work wife.
That's fair.
You know, and you know, it's funny, the other night my wife, she asked me, she said, and she goes, what were you doing with that time? It's the first time she really ever asked me. She said, you having an affair, your girlfriend? I was like, well, you know, football is my girlfriend, so I guess.
Football is my mistress.
So we're going to figure out tomorrow at this exact same time. How should I phrase this? What is the thing that you, what is the not, what's the easiest way to
what's
phrase
your side piece?
Yeah, what is your side piece your side that's piece? Not a traditional side piece?
Yeah.
What's your non-sexual side piece?
Non-sexual side piece.
Yeah.
9:15 at this exact same time.
Some people
tomorrow.
It might be golf, John, with John Harris, it's football. What is your non, some people it might be games.
We'll ask McLean this tomorrow at 8 o'clock when he is in for Ask McLean Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick update. I know this is not a huge deal for us, but it did just come across the metaphorical wire, so to speak. Pete Thamel reported that Mike Bloomgren is going to be the next head coach at Rice, the next football coach. He has been the offensive coordinator at Stanford over the course of the last four years.
Smash mouth football up in here.
Smash
some
mouth
old
football.
School. Yeah, you want some old blood and guts football. Ah, appropriately, not Pittsburgh Steelers style, but some Stanford style football.
Yes.
That's good. That's Stanford who makes every running back a Heisman candidate. That's a kind of football. There you go. I can only guess that next year Rice will have a Heisman candidate at running back.
I know nothing about Mike Bloomgren other than to say I think Stanford has a pretty good offense.
Yeah.
That's my take on that hire. Another quick note is U of H lost their athletic director Hunter Yurecek to Arkansas. So U of H is embarking on another big hire. Football,
Arkansas.
Basketball. In the last few years,
plundering the city of Houston, first with Brett Dolan and now with Hunter Yurecek.
Yeah.
We had Arkansas actually call the hotline trying to get someone on to talk about it.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that.
I don't know. So I texted Jeremy Branham.
Oh, yeah,
so
Branham,
if you're listening, man, you're wanted. You're wanted.
Branham be all over that stuff.
At the Cumulus Station in Fayetteville. Give him a call.
I saw Cumulus Fayetteville called on our little screener, and I was like, what do they want? There's not that. What do they want to talk about? Deshaun Watson?
Poor Jeremy Branham. When a couple people at the station had an issue with Tom Herman, it was like there was a certain group that just came after any and all Sports Radio 610 personalities. Like Mike and I had been nothing but complimentary to Tom Herman. We were just getting assaulted. But then Jeremy Branham especially, who did like a weekly show with Tom Herman, who does like U of H color and everything. Jeremy Branham was getting assaulted by people. He's like, I work for the U of H. Yeah, so he's your guy.
People sometimes have a hard time finding those dividing lines for whatever reason. Are you buying or selling what Bill O'Brien was saying about two of his younger players on offense? Here was O'Brien on Braxton Miller improving on Sunday.
One of the things that bothers me, and I'm guilty of this too, it's not like I'm just pointing the finger here. Our attention spans are so short and we're so impatient that if a guy's not good his rookie season, even when we know he's a project, we act like there's no hope for him. And I don't get it. I don't know why we don't routinely learn from our past mistakes with guys like Kareem Jackson or Derek Newton or anybody else, where these guys that look like they just can't get it, sometimes it takes 3 years to figure it out. And I guess it's because more and more these days, you see more rookie phenoms, rookies more routinely play right away, and you forget that that's not the norm. I think Braxton Miller, for a guy that's only been playing wide receiver for, you know, 2.5 full years now, it's going to take a little while for the light to come on. And until that concussion, you saw two straight games where he was flashing and he was showing some good signs. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come, because man, the kids, were you surprised he got caught from behind on that play?
I was not based on the angle.
The angles, but even it looked like he was moving like blazingly fast. Yeah, it looked like he was running at 4.25 speed.
I've always been impressed by Miller's athleticism. That's why I said on Sunday, one of my disappointing things about Miller as a player at this level is I don't think that we've seen the athleticism that I believe he has.
Right.
I actually thought if it's possible to be impressed by someone's overall speed and athleticism on a play where they got caught from behind, that's kind of how I felt about that play.
And I shouldn't say he was caught from behind. The dude did have an angle on him. It's not like he got hawked from directly behind.
Yeah, it
was
way behind.
I'm saying it as a compliment. He was showing really good speed there.
I mean,
if he can figure it out and you add you add Bruce Ellington back to the mix and you add Will Fuller back to the mix, you've got some dangerous speed out there in the receiving corps.
I think your point about overreacting to young players struggling is a very good point that is sometimes hard to remember, because sometimes you just don't know. For example, with Whitney Mercilus, even up until when he signed his second contract with the team, even after that, people were like, why did the Texans give him this contract? And then they found out quickly why that was the case.
You know
that contract was given out 3 full years after he was a first-round pick.
It's a really good point. And I'm guilty of this hypocrisy right now, because I wondered aloud yesterday, why did they give C.J. Fedorowicz that contract? When in a lot of respects, I would say that Whitney had still done more than C.J.
And the thing about Whitney is that he had a much higher upside as an athlete.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a much better athlete than Fedorowicz is at his respective position.
Yeah. But still, I think it was partially with Fedorowicz. It was, okay, he's going to be a free agent, and we still believe in his promise and potential, so we're going to lock him down right now.
Another young player who played his best game, and you'll hear O'Brien on that in a second. Here was Bill O'Brien discussing young tight end Steven Anderson, the F tight end. Remember, for people who listen to the show for a long time, that is the tight end that wears berets.
We were doing it by body type and what they were
and
like.
And might be walking around Paris stopping
like
at cafes.
Like, he's the metrosexual tight end. Yeah. Like, he's not interested necessarily in getting physical or going and being a brick mason or anything. He's a more elevated type, which it makes sense that he went to Cal. By the way, I'm glad that he mentioned that he went to Cal. Why is it that whenever anybody goes to Stanford, nobody will shut the hell up about how intelligent he must be because he went to Stanford? Cal, which is equally, maybe more difficult to get into than Stanford. I don't know.
Dopes, but they have some dopes from there, though.
Are they just better at sneaking them in?
I mean, look at some of the people that went from Cal and tell me if you think that they could get in. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch, a bright dude, just because you don't like the way he talks.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Jared Goff didn't even know where the sun set.
Well, that was more of a, like, I think he might have had a learning disability. So shame on you for picking up.
DeSean Jackson.
Oh, wow. How's Cal sneak?
I'm guessing that Cal's academic standards for their football players not nearly as high as those of Stanford.
That surprises me because they don't care about football as much as Stanford.
You know what it feels like to me? Maybe I'm wrong about this. I feel like Cal Berkeley has a negative reputation based on social protests. Not like right now. I mean, like, historically.
Yeah.
I feel like it has a negative reputation.
Well,
because
right now, see, I can never keep track. Like, how many of the protests at Cal have actually been by Cal students as of late? Don't they have those Antifa dudes
kind of
crash on the campus and having protests?
Maybe.
I can't keep it straight.
Yeah.
But Cal just historically, so there's almost like a... Yeah, but look, you're talking about I'm talking about the sports media giving them cred. Bunch of libs out there. I don't think that would keep them from giving them credit for being smart.
You do have a good point in that it's a great university, and yet you rarely see athletes get credit for being from Cal.
Did you see what Marshawn Lynch, Cal alumni, said when he was dismissing himself from the press because he had to go give a drug sample?
Yes.
What did he call it?
What did he
call it? He called it something juice. Ding ding juice?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it was something ding.
Which could, in various contexts, be acceptable or not acceptable. He was talking about urine in that case, his ding ding juice.
In the meltdown, why does the administration at Texas A&M act as though they have accomplished major things in football as a team, not individuals, in the last 20 years? And if you were anybody not named Baker Mayfield, why would you fly to New York City this weekend? This is Mad Radio.